T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ford has a brand new state-of-the-art car it's rolling out to the market. It's all electric. It's an SUV crossover. And it's a Mustang. Jessica Caldwell, executive director of industry analysis at Edmunds. She was at the Ford Mustang Mach-E unveiling last night. So I'm sure they were looking for high praise, which is what you do at an auto unveiling. You get really excited. You put your car out there. But question number one that a lot of people are asking is, okay, is this really a Mustang? Because it does not look like a Mustang.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to change what we think about Mustang, because this is definitely not the two-door sports car that we know and love. And I think the part of the reason that they're doing this is because this is, you know, so this concept's a little out there. It's an EV SUV with the Mustang name, but they know people know the Mustang name. They like the Mustang name. And to be frank, they haven't had a lot of success in this green market. So I think tying it to a brand that people know and like is going to get at least people interested, because they need people just to click and see what the vehicle is, because it's actually quite impressive.
Yeah, but you know what this reminds me of? Remember on at least years ago on TV shows where sometimes one of the key characters would either, you know, they would die, the real person, or they would go off to another show, and they would hire a new actor to come in but playing the same role, and you'd turn in the show and you'd go, wait a minute, that's not that character, it's somebody else. That's what this reminds me of. I mean, it's a Mustang is a Mustang. We all have a mental image of what a Mustang is supposed to be. This isn't a Mustang. It's an SUV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, definitely use the words SUV lightly. This is not something that looks like it's going to go off-road. It's basically like a sporty, more sleeker SUV. And I do think that from a brand that's pretty much phasing out all of their cars, because that's what Ford is doing, pretty soon they're just going to be an SUV lineup, it kind of makes sense in that transition. But I think that there are a lot of Ford Mustang purists out there that are calling blasphemy. They don't like this. But, you know, I'd say drive it, give it a chance, because the idea of the Mustang, I think, probably has to evolve to appeal to more modern audiences. Because what we do know is that we don't see millennials in the next generation that interested in cars, firstly. And then secondly, trying to get them sold on a fast, sporty coupe is not something that they're interested in.
Okay, so you did say earlier it is impressive. How impressive? What do you like about it? And how worried should the likes of Tesla be?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I went into the event not expecting necessarily that much. I had seen pictures of it, but I do think that they got the sporty concept right. Okay, so when we look at it, we're not necessarily thinking, oh yeah, that's a Mustang, because that's not going to happen. But in terms of having that sporty feel, I didn't get to drive it or ride in it, but I could tell that, you know, from other EVs that I've been in the past, that's usually they deliver on performance. I'm sure that they did for this vehicle. And I think for Tesla out there, it probably will make them nervous. They had the event in Hawthorne, which is Tesla, SpaceX's backyard. They probably did that just to kind of rub it in a little bit. But I think that people that buy Tesla really identify with not only the company, but with Elon Musk, and they want to be a part of something. So I don't necessarily think it's going to grab all of Tesla buyers, but I think that it definitely shows that another company can come in there and make a compelling electric vehicle that people will want to buy for product's sake, not just for, you know, good, not having to pay for gas.
Jessica Caldwell, Executive Director, Industry Analysis over at Edmunds. She was at the unveiling last night.
So we have to have a whole new mental image now.
You're going
to
shift your concepts.
Shift the concept.
When you wake up tomorrow,
I'm going to think of a Mustang as an SUV.